The Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition.
There's a pure and unaltered truth that can only be found in this Bible.
This is the Matthew Bible Podcast.
Today we're going to be talking about the book of Joel, taking some scripture readings from it. We also have some exciting news to present to you. We'd taken an online poll some time back to gain interest on whether you, the listener, would be interested in the book of Psalms as a standalone book. And what we've decided to do is release the book of Psalms ahead of the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. The book of Psalms is actually divided up into five different sections, and we are compiling those sections right now so that we can release it as a standalone book. This would make a great present for a pastor, a Bible scholar, somebody in your life that you know really enjoys the scriptures. And it's also an inexpensive way to get your hands on the updated modern spelling edition of the Matthew Bible, at least a portion of that until we release the entire Bible. A lot of activity behind the scenes. We have several editors that help make sure the translation remains accurate to John Rogers and William Tyndale, Miles Coverdale's version that they had printed under the pseudonym Thomas Matthew. In addition to working from the original writings, we have turned those writings into digital print so that we're able to change the text and the spelling. It's really neat to see the Bible come alive and to be able to read it so easily. If you're not trained in reading the Middle English, it can be very daunting at times, especially looking at the font that they have called Black Letter. It makes it almost impossible to read to someone who isn't familiar with the font. And then add on top of that the difficulty of the word spellings. It just makes for a difficult read. So we're really excited to be able to, for the first time in history, offer a modern spelling version of the Matthew Bible without changing the words or the structure or anything along those lines. We have been very careful to not make any changes that were not absolutely necessary. So with the release of the Book of Psalms, we're hoping to generate some renewed interest from other people as they look through this and read it. And hopefully they'll be interested enough to come back and want to read the rest of the Bible. It makes it so much easier to read even than the King James, which was, as you know, built on top of the Matthew Bible. There's also a comfort in knowing that people that originally translated from the original languages into Middle English were ones that were willing to die for what they translated, that they truly believed the words that they were pinning on paper, unlike the Latin and some of the other texts that were greatly edited and moved around to comply with political thought and religious thought during the day. William Tyndale set out to try to make a very easy reading Bible that even those that were uneducated would be able to understand, yet maintain the depth of the scriptures as they were originally meant to be presented. So keep an eye out for the Book of Psalms from the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. It'll be coming out in the next couple of months, Lord willing. And we think it's something that you'll really enjoy. Meanwhile, we want to continue to share the scriptures with you from the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. And this month, we have chosen to grab an excerpt from the book of Joel. Hi, I'm Pastor Nathan Harding, the orthographic translator of the Matthew Bible Modern Spelling Edition. And this is the Matthew Bible Podcast. Joel chapter 2, verse 12. Now therefore, saith the Lord, turn you unto me with all your hearts, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Rent your hearts and not your clothes. Turn you unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, long-suffering, and of great compassion, and ready to pardon the wickedness. Then, no doubt, he also shall turn and forgive, and after his chastening, He shall let your increase remain for meat and drink offerings unto the Lord your God. Blow out with the trumpet in Zion. Proclaim a fasting. Call the congregation and gather the people together. Warn the congregation. Gather the elders. Bring the children and the sucklings together. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests serve the Lord betwixt the porch and the altar, weeping and saying, Be favorable, O Lord, be favorable unto thy people. Let not thine heritage be brought to such confusion, lest the heathen be lords thereof. Wherefore should they say among the heathen, Where is now their God? Then shall the Lord be jealous over his land and spare his people. Yea, the Lord shall answer and say unto his people, Behold, I will send you corn, wine, and oil, so that you shall have plenty of them. And I will no more give you over to be a reproof among the heathen. Again, as for him of the north, I shall drive him far from you, and shoot him out into a dry and waste land, his face toward the east sea, and his hinder parts toward the utmost sea. The stink of him shall go up, and his filthy corruption shall fall upon himself, because he hath dealt so proudly. Fear not, O land, but be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not ye afraid neither, O ye beasts of the field, for the pastures shall be green, and the trees shall bear their fruit. The fig trees and vineyards shall give their increase. Be glad then, O ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you a teacher of righteousness. And he it is that shall send you down showers of rain early and late in the first month, so that the garner shall be full of corn, and the presses plenteous in wine and oil. And as for the years that the grasshopper, locust, blasting, and caterpillar, my great host which I sent among you, have eaten up, I shall restore them to you again, so that you shall have enough to eat and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that so marvelously hath dealt with you, and my people shall never be confounded anymore. You shall well know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am your God, yea, and that there is none other, and my people shall no more be brought to confusion. After this will I pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Yea, in those days I will pour out my spirit upon servants and maidens. I will show wonders in heaven above, and tokens in the earth beneath, blood and fire and the vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And the time shall come that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For upon the Mount Zion and at Jerusalem there shall be a salvation like as the Lord hath promised, yea, and among the other remnant whom the Lord shall call.
The Matthew Bible Podcast.
Please visit us online at thematthewbible.com.
Tuco 911 supports the podcast you just heard. If you are wanting to help someone in need, not with a handout, but through empowerment, please visit tuco911.com and learn more about this program.